Matt, 3 points today. It must be really good to get back on the winning run.
Good to be playing again. Yeah. You know, it's been a long time. You know, you try and train, you try and keep the lads fit. It's been difficult. But it has been for a few teams. I know Spennymoor have got a backlog of games as well, and we have two. But for me, first half performance was probably the best that we've had this season. And they got a goal back, but the reaction to that goal, it drove us on a little bit. And I love that reaction. I love that character. And we didn't back off, and we didn't sit back and try and defend our 2-1. We went forward. We went on our front foot. And today is a fantastic, not just a fantastic result and 3 points. It's a fantastic whole team performance. Even the subs that came on gave everything, and I can't knock any one of them. They've been fantastic today.
What do you think that victory will give mentally to the team after not playing for so long?
I said the likes of Nuneaton, Southport, Boston, they've gone on runs where they've won 6-7 out of 8 games or 9 games, and they go on these runs, and we're a better team than them, I feel. So there's no reason why for the last 10-11 games that we had, we can't go on a similar run and get ourselves and propel ourselves into the playoffs, because we are more than capable. We've played against the top teams and beaten the top teams. We are more than capable of doing that. And this is the first step was today to get the result. We've done that, and now hopefully we'll go on a run of results.
And Marcus Carver had a really good game today, didn't he? Caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, and after the Nuneaton game, I was frustrated with him. And we had a few words, and we have a little bit of a love-hate relationship. I mean, I love him to bits, and he probably hates me. But he was brilliant today, and I give him another chance today, and he's more than answered me. He was brilliant. He loves to prove a point, and he's done that today with two fantastic goals and a workhorse performance, and that's the reaction I want to get from him, and I know how he ticks, and he's been brilliant tonight.
And we haven't spoken since the Nuneaton game. What's it been like for the past 3 or 4 weeks with games postponed?
Been tough. Even the Leamington game, everybody was changed, and we were a quarter of the way down the motorway, and then there's no kit, so we can't train. So you lose a whole day. So it has been difficult, but we had a practice match on Saturday, and the lads were really, really good. They trained really well on Saturday, and I was optimistic tonight. And the attitude and the performance tonight, I was blown away with, because they've been brilliant, and hopefully this will kick us on for a run of great performances.
And lastly, on to Boston now. It'd be important to get some momentum with all the games that are coming up over the next week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. There is a backlog of games, but others are in the same boat as us. But I like games thick and fast, and if you can build some momentum and you get on a winning streak, winning becomes a habit. Losing becomes a habit as well, I know that. But if we can get on a few back-to-back wins, who knows what will happen.